Well, let's just all take a moment to drink a little, shall we? Are you drinking with us out there? What about you right there? You ain't drinking with us? What? You think you're too good to drink with us? You think you're too good to drink with some hillbillies?
Drinking with us, man?
You must not be from Scotland, man. Because I know everybody up here, y'all the hillbillies of Europe, man. We've been playing up here for the last 7 years. First show we ever played in Scotland was in a little pub on a broken road that ain't there no more called the Blind Beggar back in 2004. We've been playing up here for a while, so we know who's going to drink with us and who ain't. Hey, y'all even making some pretty good beer up here right now. It's foaming all over my hand like I've been rubbing on the neck of it too much.
I know you know what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you something, people. We've been a band now for 10 years. 10 years, people. That is longer than most marriages last.
Way to hell.
It's longer than Don Wayne's marriage lasted. It's longer than Dale's marriage lasted. It's longer than Jake's marriage lasted.
Yep. I had 10 marriages and they all lasted a year.
There's been 3 divorces in this group.
That was longer than my marriage lasted. I'll tell you something, I'll tell you the reason why that is. Back in the old days, people used to, they get in school, you know, and their hormones get to raging when they're about 15, 16. And the first girl or guy, whichever you were inclined towards, whatever your gender was, the first one that decided they was all about you, you was all about them. You got to root hogging, next thing you knew, you had 4 or 5 kids and a house payment, a farm, and a father-in-law. But when you're a hillbilly rock band and you play about 1,500 shows in about 39 different countries in 10 years, shit, man, you got options. And one of those options is what you're going to drink. Well, every night, we get 48 bottles of beer behind us on the stage. And that means that in the 10 years we've been a band, we have drank about 72,000 bottles of beer just on stage. I think it's a pretty good beginning. But when you drink that much beer on a regular basis, well, what happens is, hang on, I'm going to tell you what happens. What happens is you develop something that the doctors would normally call a tolerance. And that means, for the folks out there who don't have a tolerance, that means that you need to drink a lot more beer than most of the people who don't have a tolerance need to drink in order to get where the people who do have a tolerance can get a lot more. That's all okay on days when we play a show, because on days when we play a show, oh, the show days, our beer is free. Y'all didn't clap properly for that. What I'm saying is on the show days, our beer is free. Glory! However, it's not so good when we have a day off. Because on days off, we gotta buy it ourselves. And if you got a tolerance, that can be pretty expensive. But the thing is, you got to keep up your regular intake because your body gets used to certain things. You folks that go out, not you, I know it ain't you, but you girls that go out about 2 nights a month and have 15 pints of lager, you're going to get cirrhosis.
That's right.
If you do this every day, your body gets used to it, so you got to do it every day. And the thing is, I've been hearing a lot of people in the newspapers and on the televisions, Lord, and they've been saying that the world needs more tolerance in the world. More tolerance. I think these people are crazy. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you what. Tolerance can be very expensive when you have to buy your own beer on days off. So we need less tolerance, people. Tolerance costs too much. you're trying not to get cirrhosis. I wish I could give up some of my.